This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Denver. Colorado lawmakers want to lure AI and cloud operators to the state with a 20-year sales and use tax exemption. The same bill would attach a clean energy condition. Any new utility capacity built to serve those data centers would have to come from non-carbon sources in a 3-to-1 ratio, or roughly 75%, through the end of 2029. House Bill 26-2030, carried in the House by Representative Alex Valdez of Denver and House Majority Leader Monica Doron of Wheat Ridge, both Democrats, and in the Senate by Senator Mulliga, would create a Colorado Data Center Development Authority, certify qualifying projects, and grant a 100% state sales and use tax exemption for up to 20 years on infrastructure purchases. The bill's fiscal note states that for targeted resource acquisition applications submitted before December 31, 2029, the applicant must target a 3-to-1 ratio of non-carbon dioxide-emitting power sources to carbon dioxide-emitting sources, rising to 100% renewable by 2040. A competing measure, Senate Bill 26-2102, would go further. Beginning in 2031, operators of large load data centers would have to cover 100% of their annual electricity use with renewable generation and meet an hourly matching standard set by the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. Bob Boswell, chairman and CEO of Laramie Energy, told the Kim Monson Show that the renewables condition collides with the way AI data centers actually run. States surrounding Colorado put actually incentives in, Boswell said. The state of Colorado has considered that, but they want to have it really powered by renewables, 75% of renewables, which a data site which has to run 99.9% of the time can't rely on renewables. The uptime threshold Boswell cited understates what hyperscale AI training actually demands. Uptime Institute's Tier 3 standard defines a facility as concurrently maintainable, meaning planned work on any component can happen without taking computing offline. Tier 4 adds full fault tolerance, hyperscale AI. Operators typically specify one of the two. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 38 states already offer dedicated data center tax incentives. Colorado is one of just four states, along with New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and South Dakota, actively considering new incentives in 2026. Most of the legislative activity the group tracked this year involves repealing or trimming existing incentives, not expanding them. Wyoming has offered a data center sales and use tax exemption since 2010. A 2021 repeal attempt was defeated in committee. Cheyenne has since become the state's data center hub, anchored by a Microsoft facility first built in 2012. Boswell argued that Colorado data centers could sidestep grid strain entirely by locating along existing fiber corridors. These data centers, they can be built independent of the grid system, he said. They just need fiber optics. And we've got fiber lines going down the Interstate 70 that they can hook into. The fiber claim is accurate. The Colorado Department of Transportation owns fiber along Interstate 70. And in 2020, the Northwest Colorado Council of Governments used that infrastructure to build Project Thor, a 400-mile carrier-neutral loop serving 14 mountain communities. Power is another question. The QTS Realty Trust hyperscale campus under construction near Aurora will draw roughly 177 megawatts at full build and required its own $28 million 230 kilovolt transmission line. A similar proposal was postponed indefinitely at the end of the 2025 session after pushback from environmental and consumer advocates, Colorado Newsline reported. Doron said the current measure creates a strong and protective framework that will bring data centers here, but on our terms, calling it the Colorado way. Valdez told Newsline the legislation strikes the exact right balance between what is doable and what is the best in terms of stewardship. And now, Kim's perspective. Colorado's House Bill 26-1030, the Data Center and Utility Modernization Bill, tells you where legislators' priorities sit. Lawmakers admit the state cannot attract data centers without a tax break, then attach a clean energy condition that rations the power those facilities depend on. Data centers require reliable power 99.9% of the time. solar and wind industrial projects cannot provide reliability because the sun does not always shine and the wind does not always blow. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.